Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Dayon Girgif of Forbes 30 Under 30 and co-founder and CEO of NitroPack, the all-in-one performance optimization service that is powering over 50,000 websites per day. Dayon, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. I know there's quite an announcement coming, and speaking of which, I understand Google has a big update coming in June. It's believed to be the most sweeping changes to its core vitals in several years. What kind of impact will this Google update have on SEO and site performance as we kick things off here today?
That is a fantastic topic. So something very important is happening. Google is the main engine behind that. So there is a change towards making sure websites perform faster today. With so many websites out there, Google is pushing towards a better user experience. As a product of this, Core Web Vitals are a set of three metrics that are measured by real users consuming the given pages of a website. These Core Web Vitals are known to be one of the ranking factors for how Google sees your website, and that is expected to roll out mid-June. This is all we know so far. In terms of impact, user experience is arguably one of the most important things that site managers and owners would need to really get right to make sure they stay competitive. And if you have Core Web Vitals taking care of the logic goals, then you're in a great position to make sure you're serving your users right. So as an SEO factor, Core Web Vitals is expected to be one of the ranking signals, SEO standing for search engine optimization. So it's a metric that is business first, meaning that Google is sort of pinpointing that direction for site owners and managers to provide a great experience, but that will be influential in search engine optimization as well.
I certainly appreciate those details to kick things off here today. Now, building on that, Dayon, what does every CTO and CEO need for their company to rise to the top in searches once that Google update is released?
All right. So there's quite a lot of factors there. So it's a very expansive field of things one could be doing for search engine optimization. I would be focusing only on a part of that, that being correlated with website performance. It's a critical topic, and I will try and focus on the part where we think we can impart knowledge and useful tips for people to act upon in the next weeks. So a CEO and a CTO would be looking at how their website performs for real users. There's an array of metrics that one could be looking at, but some of the most important ones that also will be a part of Core Web Vitals are contentful paint, first input delay, and something called cumulative layout shift. Basically, this means how quickly the largest resource on your website that is visible by the user loads. It means how interactive your website is, and if there is any moving about of the website as it loads. For example, if there is an advertising container that appears during the load of the website and that shifts content around. So these are the three very important things that one needs to take care of and make sure they're really performing well on those to ensure the basis of a good user experience. So this will be the foundation of what one wants to be looking at. Once you get intimate with how the different measurements work, one could go to a plethora of tools that measure site performance, and you could be looking at metrics that really give you the granular detail of how your website performs. And most importantly, you could be looking at how your website, your pages are being consumed by real-world users versus how it works in a sort of automated, standardized lab environment too. So a very important point here is make sure that real-world user performance is put first, and that real-world performance as great.
Now, with all that being said, if you don't mind, offer some advice on how CTOs and CEOs can generate higher and consistent SEO after this update happens.
So what Google has shared so far is that Core Web Vitals being an emerging set of metrics, it would have a somewhat limited impact at first. And the reasoning behind this is if Google is doing a huge change that's going to affect millions of users, then they will want to make sure everything is really working fine, all the wrinkles have been really taken care of, and then incrementally possibly add more weight to it. But what we know so far is that content is and remains king. So you want to make sure that your site is relevant. You want to make sure that the content is relevant. You want to make sure that you are adhering to all the other guidelines that Google are pointing to. And then if you're face-to-face or head-to-head with your competition on a given page or a given search, then all other things being equal, performance and better speed and Core Web Vitals are expected to give you that extra edge.
Now, Dayan, another question I have for you out of curiosity. I'm sure the listeners would feel the same. Once this update is made, would it be accurate to say that you would notice immediately a sudden drop-off in traffic if the site has issues according to this update?
What we have heard from Google so far is that will not be the case. This should be an incremental rollout. And what is expected is that it takes time for data to be gathered. So the way this works is there is there's software in the background, sort of background services that accumulate data for your website in terms of how real world users have experienced it. This at the moment takes 28 days to accumulate if you use Google's tools to audit that and take a look at those metrics. So it is not expected that people will see a sharp drop in rankings.
And that certainly is some good news on that front. Gives you time to get things in order accordingly. Today we're joined by Dayan Geergif, the co-founder and CEO of NitroPack, the all-in-one performance optimization service that is powering over 50,000 websites per day. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, going a little big picture here, Dayan, what would you say are the top five reasons that slow sites lose revenue? Looking forward to hearing your feedback on that.
It has been, that's a very, very good question. So there has been numerous studies done in the last years that correlate a fast website with improvements in conversion rates, with improvements in ad revenue. It has been correlated that a fast websites leads to decreased bounce rates, so more people stay on your website, and all that investment that you have put up front to get traffic to your website, to get people to your website, it means you're going to have a better return on that investment, and also that it has a better user experience. And at the end of the day, better user experience is a foundation for brand loyalty. So user experience is one of the differentiating factors that a site owner, a CEO or a CDO could really heavily invest in and benefit from that in the long run, because competition is ample today. And with emerging markets, chances are there's going to be even more competition out there. And you want to make sure you're using every advantage that you can. And site speed performance is one of that.
Now, getting back to NitroPack, you offer a free service, but even your gold standard, your ultimate optimization mode called Ludicrous, is affordable for everyone, for small business owners and large corporations. Explain why NitroPack and Ludicrous specifically has such success achieving a big boost in site speed.
Sure thing. So we do have a free offering as well. We want to give everyone the chance to go ahead and just try NitroPack out any time of the day. A free plan gives you access to the NitroPack engine that's going to optimize your website. So the way it works, this is software. It's a service that is in the cloud, and you can connect it to your website. And the NitroPack works 24/7 for you to automatically optimize your web pages. We use an array of website optimization techniques that were built, optimized, and perfected over the years. And they work for your website, in essence, 24/7. So the free plan is a great option to start. It's also great for small websites It is a recurring free plan, so it's not a free trial. You can go, and if you have a small website, you can use it for a long period of time. And then for larger websites, subscriptions are dependent on how large your website is, but it seems like they were competitively priced, and there are options for all sorts of website owners, including digital agencies that get a special package that is tailored to digital agencies so that this can work for their end customers as well.
Again, listeners, that Google update is scheduled to happen next month, June of 2021. Again, Dayon, really appreciate all the information shared here today. Most helpful, certainly helps us to prepare and make those adjustments that we need to make, and offering your services that NitroPack offers are tremendous in helping us do that. Now, lastly, and in conclusion, is there anything else, Dayon, you'd like to share with our listeners, or anything else we should be aware of or know about the Google update and NitroPack?
That is a very good question. Thank you, Eric. So the most important thing to keep in mind all the time is the main reason why a person would like to optimize their website for speed is that this will provide a better user experience. And this is the core business benefit of this. And it can be very daunting to go and try and optimize your website on your own, because it could be a very technical process. That's why we created NitroPack. We designed NitroPack to be used by both people who are non-technical with no coding abilities and tech professionals as well. So we have easy to use presets, an easy process to get up and running. It's free to try out. We have preset configuration that people can use and instantly see results for their website. And on the other hand, if you're technically savvy, that's great as well, because you can go really granular and use NitroPack as a powerful optimization platform to achieve the results you want for your website.
Fantastic information shared here today, and this information, I would assume, applies to just about everyone tuning in today. Again, for more information and to tap into NitroPack or to be in touch, visit NitroPack.io. Dayon, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. That's been great. Thank you.
You bet. Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Dayon Geergiff, a Forbes 30 Under 30 and co-founder and CEO of NitroPack, the all-in-one performance optimization service that is powering over 50,000 websites per day. And for all the details, once again, visit NitroPack.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.